Really significant news overnight emanating from Washington, but relating to the Middle East. Matt Bevin is here. The reaction, it's fair to say, both inside and outside of the United States has been scathing.
Indeed, Hamish. This is about the decision by the Trump administration to withdraw troops from northern Syria, allowing Turkey to invade the country and effectively abandoning America's Kurdish allies to Turkey's whims. This news is extraordinary for a couple of reasons. For one, it has prompted a furious reaction from some of the president's closest Republican allies, like Senator Lindsey Graham.
This impulsive decision by the president has undone all the gains we've made, thrown the region into further chaos. Iran is licking their chops. And if I'm an ISIS fighter, I've got a second lease on life. So to those who think ISIS has been defeated, you will soon see. And to Turkey, okay, you've destroyed the relationship. What will you had with the U.S. Congress? And I will do everything I can to sanction Turkey's military and their economy if they step one foot into Syria.
But they are.
I hope I'm making myself clear how short-sighted and irresponsible this decision is, in my view.
Another reason it's extraordinary is it is a deja vu. The president made a similar announcement in December, which prompted a similar reaction, and the resignation of the Defense Secretary, General Jim Mattis. Amidst that, Donald Trump was asked about his attitude to the Kurds.
We do get along great with the Kurds. We're trying to help them a lot. Don't forget, that's their territory. We have to help them. I want to help them. Go ahead. What's next? They fought with us. They fought with us. They died with us. They died. We lost tens of thousands of Kurds.
So why hand them over to Turkey in that case? Well, some commentators are pointing to the fact that the president has business interests in Turkey as a possible reason for this. Here's Donald Trump talking on then Breitbart News editor Steve Bannon's podcast in 2015.
What do you do with Turkey? Is Turkey a reliable partner? I know they're a NATO ally. Are they a reliable partner?
Well, I also have, I have a little conflict of interest because I have a major, major building in Istanbul. And it's a tremendously successful job. It's called Trump Towers. And I've gotten to know Turkey very well. And they're amazing people. They're incredible people. They have a strong leader.
But the president's argument is that the reason America supported the Kurds was so that they would assist in the fight against ISIS. And as the president told our Prime Minister Scott Morrison last week...
When I got here, Scott, it was a different world. I defeated the caliphate. And when I came, the caliphate was all over the place. I defeated the caliphate, ISIS.
But Senator Lindsey Graham, who was once a critic of the president but is now one of his closest allies, says that's not true.
ISIS is not defeated, my friend. The biggest lie being told by the administration that ISIS is defeated. The caliphate destroyed, but there are thousands of fighters over there, and no, the caliphate would not have been destroyed without the Kurds. You know, this whole thing with the whistleblower is a political setup. I like President Trump. I've tried to help him. This, to me, is just unnerving to its core.
Senator Lindsey Graham isn't the only close ally to turn on the president over this. TV hosts like televangelist Pat Robertson and Fox and Friends host Brian Kilmeade have made it clear they're not on board.
The president who allowed Khashoggi to be cut in pieces without any repercussions whatsoever is now allowing the Christians and the Kurds to be massacred by the Turks. And I believe the president of the United States is in danger of losing the mandate of heaven if he permits this to happen.
President's statement through Stephanie Grisham is, you know, we defeated the caliphate, the caliphate's destroyed. We would not have done that without the Kurds, who did all of our fighting. While our guys, the reason why our casualties were so low is because Kurds did all the fighting. Now we're saying, right, okay, Turks, go wipe them out or force them out. What kind of message is that to the next ally that wants to side with us?
I think the president's doing exactly what he wants to, because he has made from the get-go very clear campaign promise to end, and you know, wars in other countries.
And absolutely abandon our allies? That's a campaign promise? Well, abandon the people that got the caliphate destroyed?
I think when people find out that somebody else is willing to take over the fight against ISIS, they're going to be okay.
Who's taking it?
Well,
Turkey's not going to fight ISIS.
That's the hosts of the president's favourite breakfast TV show, Fox and Friends, at odds are there over this decision. Some of the president's closest allies are furious at him at the time he needs them most, in the midst of impeachment proceedings. The man with the biggest control over those proceedings, the Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, has released a statement saying a precipitous withdrawal of US troops from Syria would only benefit Russia, Iran and the Assad regime. It's astonishing the response that the president is getting from his allies here, Hamish, and we're going to have more on this after 7:30.
Thank you very much indeed, Matt Bevin.
Cheers.